Journey to Pentecost, week 6, day 108, May the 8th, 2024. There was a purpose. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Devotion. I want to highlight the importance of mentioning the 40 days. In the Bible, Jesus spent 40 days fasting before he began his ministry. Then we see in Acts, in reference to the 40-day period, he stayed on earth concluding his ministry. When I first came to Christ, I went through a period of deliverance and sacrifice that was uncomfortable because I could no longer depend on the faulty direction of the flesh, but be purged to be able to receive the true gift of peace in Christ Jesus. Through those 40 days in our lives, we are reminded of the purpose of ministry, the purpose of the process, which is the gospel of Jesus. We must let God be the reason for our example so we can show and tell that it was not by our might or power, but through the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I decree and declare over the lives of your people the witness of the purpose of being set apart for a time, Lord. They can put forth in remembrance to the time and the time to come that they draw nearer to you, God, that heavenly things can be revealed to them. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus right now that it washes them through and through. As they are reminded to return to that secret place before they made a new transition in their lives, that if they are in a season that may look barren, it is nothing barren in God. That this is a season of deliverance, that after this season, a mighty life-changing thing will be birthed through them. Lord, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.